Well, hello. I do rather like it when your jaw hits the floor like that.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but the other night when we were drunk, you wound up holding forth on the many virtues of strappy lingerie. There was context, I think. I just don't remember what it was. But I did remember your rather specific and detailed description. So I went out and got the nearest match I could find. Look, it's even got a collar strap attached to all the rest. That seemed very important to you at the time. No, it's, yeah, I know it's not your birthday. I just wanted to. What? Because it's fun? And because that's how being in love with you works? Dressing up in lingerie is basically like a side effect of craving your cock. And since you had such a specific fantasy, of course, I wanted to make it come true. Right, but I mean, it's fun. For me. It's not like, ugh, I guess this will make him happy, so whatever. Like, yeah, I suppose it's for you, in that you're the one directly enjoying it, but I mean, I enjoy you enjoying it. Hey, look, it's okay if you don't like it. I mean, I totally could have misremembered what you said or misinterpreted. You don't have to pretend to not offend me or anything. Well, good. But if I look so amazing, why are you so upset? No, hey, it's okay. It's okay if you don't know. Here, come sit down. Hey. Take a deep breath. You're okay. Oh, this is a her thing, isn't it? This would have been weird for her. To dress up, just because? To remember some comment you made about something you like? God, No, I know. I know I don't know the whole story. Just, I mean, from the pieces you've talked about, it sounds like she just totally neglected you. I'm sorry. Is she stupid? You ought to be, like, aggressively adored, and I can't believe you stayed with her so long. Sorry. Sore spot, I know. I hate to think about it. No. Shut up. You haven't ruined anything. And stop saying mean things about my boyfriend. I'm gonna show you exactly what you deserve. Get those pants off. Now, take a look. You deserve this. Babe, you're like the most loving, caring partner I've ever had, and I know you feel like that's the bare minimum, but that's just because you're, you know, you. See? Look, your cock knows what you deserve. Let me... And hey, if that's how it is, then surprise lingerie once in a while is the bare minimum as far as I'm concerned. Like, What is the fucking point of having a boyfriend if not to find out exactly how to blow his mind and then do that repeatedly? Of course, I want to wear this for you. Of course, I want to surprise you. Get you excited, get you off. That's what you deserve. You deserve someone who fucking wants you. Okay, well, that'll do for opening arguments. But the one and only problem with sucking your dick is that you can't really see much of my outfit when I'm on my knees. Here, you sit back. Let's take a little tour. I'm not sure this lingerie has been sufficiently oogled yet. Go on, get a look. Hey, tits are down here, mister. Stop looking me in the eyes. There you go. I'll turn around nice and slow. Do you like how all these straps wrap around me? Tracing my curves. Don't you just love how my tits are sitting here, poking out, framed, totally uncovered? I don't know if you've got a good look yet, but one of my favorite parts is this conveniently placed opening right over my pussy. You know, if I come and stand over you like this, well, gosh, there'd be nothing stopping me from sliding right down onto you. Yeah? Do you want me to fuck you? Then let me hear you say you deserve it. I know you want it, but say you deserve it. Damn right you do. God. Torn. I want you to have a good view, but you know I love pressing right up against you as I ride you. Okay, well, if you're gonna start with the neck kissing, I guess I don't have much choice. All the better to whisper in your ear. You know how I felt when I tried this lingerie on? I felt like a slutty little bitch. And I adored it. I love that you asked for it. Kind of. After I got you drunk. But I mean, You painted this picture of what you like. And even if you stop short of asking me to do it for you, I knew you wanted me to. And I love that you were so specific. I mean, this collar strap. You know, there was plenty of classy, elegant lingerie in the store too. But you, you wanted me to look like a dirty little slut, didn't you? And I wanted, oh fuck, to look like a slut for you. Standing there in the dressing room, imagining what it'd be like to wear this for you. God, I got so wet. I loved knowing you wanted to see me in something so filthy. God, I can feel you so hard inside me. You like the dirty talk as much as lingerie, don't you? Oh. I fucking love turning you on like this. I love that you can be so kind and sweet and caring and also want to fuck my brains out like a dirty little bitch. Aren't you glad you're with someone who wants that too? You think you deserve it? Go on. Let me hear you say it. Let me hear you say that you deserve it. That's it. And what kind of girlfriend do you deserve? Oh, that's right. You deserve a slutty little bitch who's desperately in love with you. Who's gonna dress up in your favorite lingerie and fuck your brains out for the sheer pleasure of it. Fuck, babe, this feels so good. I love you so much. Yeah? If I keep on at this pace, are you gonna come? Me too. Tense up inside me. I could get used to this. Getting dressed up in something obnoxiously sexy, seeing you lose your shit as you look at me. Hey, is it okay that I kind of pushed a little? Okay. You're so reluctant to talk about it. Getting any details from you is like pulling teeth. And that's fine. That's fair. Just, the more I know, the better I don't know. The better I can undo it. Like, I really want to love you the way you need. But if you can't tell me what it is, then I'm left guessing or trying to be hyper alert for little signs like today. And I mean, to be clear, if that's what it takes, that's okay. I'll figure it out the hard way if I have to. Just go a lot faster if you helped me out. I know. I know you're going as fast as you can. And babe, it's enough. Really. I'm sorry you had to, well, I won't quite say waste, but at least spend all that time with someone who didn't appreciate you. But now you've got me, and I have it on good authority that I'm pretty great. So, I love you too.